Jim Hoffman, 40 Minutes SEO. Just a quick little sort of car cast here from my car. I wanted to sort of do like maybe a little EMS daily sort of mini podcast. Just thinking about some things. I had seen a couple articles in one of the popular EMS magazines, and I had to just sit there and shake my head on wondering if we're really getting away from the basics of what we do or what we're supposed to be doing in EMS. I mean, one article was just so ridiculous. It started off with talking about you're a physician on patrol and you respond to a trauma job. And I'm like, where the hell in the U.S. is that even going on? Where doctors are driving around in cars and pulling up on scene and doing trauma stuff? I don't know. I just don't get it. And then there's another article in there about using ultrasound in cardiac arrest to check patients for, you know, things like pulmonary embolism and stuff like that. I'm like, why the hell are we going to be doing that in a cardiac arrest? What happened to never get off the chest and focus CPR and good compressions and all that? I mean, they don't want us using drugs or anything, but now they're going to start suggesting that we're going to start doing ultrasound on cardiac arrest. I don't know. To me, it's just so ridiculous, you know, and I'd rather see an article that focuses on, you know, how to take care of geriatrics with a complaint of general weakness. I mean, that you see, you know, 3-4 times a day. You know, show me or cover topics and differential diagnoses on that type of stuff. To me, that's relevant. To me, that's what EMS is about and what we do. You know, focus on the chest pains, on the difficulty breathers. You know, the calls we do, even the nursing home falls. Focus on that. I don't know. That's just my thought on that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, too, I took a CME and back to cardiac arrest, but I thought was interesting, was that some places are actually doing this now, but, you know, we've been doing the whole thing with the focus CPR and stuff where you work the patient for 20 minutes, and then based on whatever response there is, you call the patient on the scene, right? You do good focus CPR on scene, and depending upon whatever you find, and many times it's the end tidal CO2 being below 20 is one of the sort of the markers of being able to call it on scene, right? And now there's research that's talking about if you've got an end tidal that is above 20, let's say 30, and you're working this cardiac arrest patient, that you work it for a little longer. You work it for about 30 minutes now before you call. I believe Wake County is actually implementing that process. You know, it's one of the markers of continuing past 20 minutes and going to like 30 minutes and working it on scene before calling it based on end tidal readings. So I thought that was kind of interesting how we move forward in that direction and some thought processes on that. You know, rather than talking about ultrasound, in cardiac arrest patients. To me, that's just I think we've really got to focus, guys, on what we do well in EMS and improving upon that and stop introducing this new stuff that, you know, first of all, it's such a big expense to try to get to do that. You can't get agencies to pay their employees more to retain quality employees, never mind buying ultrasound equipment and the training and all that stuff that goes along with that. All right, well, that's it for me, guys. I just want to, again, kind of rant a little bit and you'll talk about some of the stuff I've been seeing in articles and online in EMS. I hope you like this type of stuff. I might start doing these a little bit, getting some short content out to you on that. So do me a favor, post below in the notes. Let me know if you like it or share it on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. I'm on all those social media platforms. If you don't follow me on any of those platforms, go ahead and do that. I'm on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all of it. At EMS Safe is my handle, the screen name, whatever you want to call it. All right? All right, guys, that's it. As always, Jim Hoffman, EMS SEO. Stay safe.